producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Oh, five. Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Buy drugs. You must buy drugs. Take lots of drugs, especially if they're prescribed by your doctor. Are you a drug robot? I hope not. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's it. Advertising, right? All the advertising in the news, the mainstream media, at least, well, you know, in most shows, especially if they have, big news items, they're going to be at least 50% drug ads. Buy this drug. Ask your doctor about this drug. Take this drug. And, hey, by the way, if you have a side effect of this drug, take that drug for the side effect of the first drug. Welcome to the United States of Drug America. And the place that's the remedy for it, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Glad you're here with me at robertscottbell.com. Super Don is here. We have Patrick on the board. You can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And we do open with a bit of speculation as to whether the practice of prescription drug advertising will ever be overridden. In other words, will a law that made it legal back in 1997... The FDA way, yeah, it's a regulation, okay. FDA says, yeah, sure, you can direct advertise, direct to consumer advertise that stuff. And since then, of course, we've become sicker and more addicted to drugs as a nation. Drug prices, have they gone down? Well, you know, if we sell more drugs, the price should go down, right? Well, no, because it exists, the whole drug industry exists in a monopoly granted by government. Over the course of the 100 years that it took to get here, thanks to the Flexner Report of 1910. Now, Mike Adams, our good buddy, the Health Ranger, has written a great article, also has a podcast up at Talk Network, on this big pharma scam, and also the fact that the American Medical Association, which we covered some months ago, is now calling for banning prescription drug advertising. And we speculated on this, didn't we, Super? I was like, what the heck? What would the American Medical Association have to gain by a reduction in drug advertising expenditures direct to the public? And, you know, I think one of the thoughts we had was that doctors are sick and tired of being told what drugs they should prescribe their patients by their patients.
Yeah, right? There's a little bit of an ego thing going on there.
Yeah, it's like, don't tell me what to prescribe, you young lady. I know what to do. By the way, it is International Women's Day. Am I right?
International Women's Day? Indeed, yes.
All right. So,
how nice of you to notice.
So, yes. I took one look at you and I said, oh, it's international. What? No, I couldn't see you. We're on radio.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, I did wear a dress today in honor of that day. So
You so did not wear a dress. Unless it was prescribed by your doctor, of course. In America, men would wear dresses if it was prescribed by their doctor, right? You know, that's it. But my doctor should be say. He doesn't know. She doesn't know. This direct-to-consumer advertising is not going to end anytime soon because there's too much money, and the media, of course, is the beneficiary. And if you can imagine what and we've talked about this too, the benefit to, let's say, new media would be overwhelming, right? Our show, other shows like us, and it doesn't even have to be in health, suddenly you'd have a leveler playing field in terms of ad revenue, right? When you can get 50% of your ad revenue from the drug industry and suddenly they can't advertise, where is the mainstream media going to have to go, and how will it change what they do? We will have shown them for years now what happens when you don't have drug money advertising. You speak the truth about health and healing,
or something a bit closer to it. I would venture to say it's almost like this drug company direct-to-consumer advertising is too big to fail at this point. It's one of those things where, you know, there are so many channels and networks and radio networks that just depend on that money that if that just disappeared, it could put people out of business. But, you know, it's funny that if you think about it, this was back in 1997, you said?
Yep.
It's almost hard for me to remember what it was like when weren't drug commercials on TV. It's been that long.
It really has. We've pretty much grown old to that. Speaking of growing old, we got a good story about songs about growing old in a little while. But right now, if we talk about this as we are, the FDA banning direct-to-consumer advertising in response to the AMA, which is not bloody likely to happen, but we recognize, as I said, the tenor, the tone, the coverage, the news cycle, all of it would shift. Because how much of the coverage in the evening news about Zika virus, the search for a new vaccine, would shift, and there would be a lot less interest in airing the public relations campaigns parading as news from Madison Avenue that direct people to drugs, vaccines, etc., when that industry is no longer basically propping up the legacy media, the old media, the mainstream media. Suddenly now they're going to be like editorializing in a different way because they're not restricted by the drug money. Right? The threat of loss of that advertising money should they actually cover a health story with openness and honesty towards alternative methods of prevention and or healing. And that's something, you know, again, that would be a shocking thing to have the evening news actually cover a story about vaccines and not fear to mention that vaccines are devastating in terms of their outcome or impact on human health. Children's health in a negative way, and the relationship to creating neurological damage and autism, for instance. That'd just be one benefit for the dropping of direct-to-consumer prescription drug advertising. Now, one of the other things here in the story, it talked about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton taking aim at pharma. And it says that Hillary Clinton has attacked big pharma's pricing monopolies, and so has Donald Trump. They have a different perspective on what to do about it. Of course, Hillary Clinton, the lover of big government that she is, believes drug prices should be controlled by government, which is more along the lines of central planning. Yeah, dare we say the word communism, right? But the seemingly better Donald Trump in this regard says, well, he would believe that drug companies should have to competitively bid for government contracts. And yet, that's not really a free market because, this medical monopoly is so entrenched that people can't see through it, around it, under it, over it. It just exists. It's the framework of their reality. It's the very fabric of the clothes that they're wearing. So to consider that there would be no monopoly and that dietary supplements were free to compete against drugs for better outcomes with labeling that was clear and accurate in terms of the impact of those supplements on a disease state, it would change the world. It would certainly change the United States of Drug America back to the United States of America in a big way. Free market doesn't exist in a monopoly, and if you're talking government contracts to buy drugs at cheaper prices, you're still buying them within a monopoly setting because there's no real competition to the drugs. They're not allowed to use them. The standard of care won't allow it. The state medical boards and even the American Medical Association wouldn't tolerate that level of competition because their doctors, their member doctors, are not trained in competitive mechanisms, methods, substances, energies, belief systems to synthetic pharmacology, patented and profitable to the tune of trillions in the perpetual medical monopoly. So the devastation to America's economy with unaffordable health care is really unaffordable disease management. The pharmacomafia likes it that way. Whether they have drug prescription, direct-to-consumer advertising or not, they still have a monopoly. the benefit of no direct-to-consumer advertising would at least be better editorialization in the mainstream news media. But most of the folks that still pay attention to the mainstream news and get their information about the world from it will probably still take as many drugs. They might just ask for fewer of them from their doctors because they haven't been programmed to ask anymore. But they'll still go to the doctor and say, well, give me something. Something. Give me a drug. I'm not leaving until I get a prescription for a drug. And you wonder what you can do to curtail the doctors and their penchant for over-drugging the people of planet Earth, particularly the American people, maybe the Canadians too. Interesting story here on Fox News. And it's a study, actually did a study to find out if they could curtail the overprescription of opioids, Vicodin, that kind of stuff. Serious, serious addictive deadly drugs, Vicodin and OxyContin. So they decided to do a letter writing campaign. Government letters informing these doctors that, yeah, I'm not kidding.
I'm sorry. That just sounds so funny.
Yeah. We'll write you a letter. You know, letters always work. Yeah. We'll set up a pen pal program with the government, and we're going to write you, doctor. Excuse me, doctor so-and-so. You seem to be prescribing vastly more addictive drugs to your patients than your buddy down the street in the same, you know, subspecialty of medicine, pain management. And lo and behold, they found that it didn't change the doctor's prescribing habits at all. Now, lest you believe that letter writing is a completely ineffective way to change the behavior of programmed medical doctors, they do point out that they've written letters to doctors to say, hey, you're not vaccinating enough, and they end up vaccinating more. Was there anything else that they told them to? Oh, they said that letter-writing campaigns also somehow encourage people to pay their taxes. I don't understand that. You're not paying as much as your neighbor. Am I the only one that says, good for you, right? If Donald Trump revealed in his tax returns that he paid zero, would I be the only one that applauds him to say, that's pretty smart? You know, there's no obligation to pay the maximum amount. It's like you want to find the least amount possible. If it can be zero, you want to do that too. But they've made it kind of a scarlet letter. Oh, my gosh, if we can find out Trump paid less than we think his fair share should be, then of course, we can use that against him. And I'm thinking, if he's paid more than he should, he's stupid. And I'm not saying that he is, because I don't know. Anyway, there you go. That's it, folks, for the opening of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Where do we go from here? No drug advertising on this show, my friends. We've got lots more healing to go. RobertScottBell.com. Show notes are up. 866-939-BELL. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN Talk Network and so many other sources.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I think what they neglected to mention in terms of effectiveness of letter writing, right? They wrote a letter, you know, your buddy down the road, same doctor specialty as you, not writing as many opioid prescriptions as you are, and you're a doctor going, so what, right? And then they say, but it works for vaccine policy, and it works for getting them to pay their taxes. Super Don, do you think they write to the taxpayer, like I mentioned, to say, hey, your buddy down the road's paying way more than you, and you're like, oh, okay, well, I should just double my check, right? You think that, or what kind of thing you might see there?
I would have to imagine that the letter, probably coming from the IRS, probably says something more like, you're not paying your taxes. If you don't, you're going to jail.
A little bit stronger, right?
The guy down the street's paying his taxes. You should too.
Right.
You know, and it's funny because they're trying to figure out how do we make these letters more effective to get doctors to stop over-prescribing opioids. How about send them the same letter that you send to the tax guy?
Right.
You know, if you don't stop over-prescribing, you're going to jail. I bet you it would work.
Yeah, absolutely. Incredible, isn't it? Man, oh man. So, well, that's what we're dealing with, folks. It's just like the dunderheadedness and lunacy of these so-called studies. We'll write them a letter. Oh, it doesn't work. I wonder why. Oh man. You know, I think we had some bumper music scheduled to come in that we just kind of blew it here because that story was so astounding about the letter writing as a follow-up. But
it's you know, listen. Scientists are always trying to solve mysteries, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And apparently there's a new one here. They're really mystified as to how to figure this particular problem out. I think we might be able to help them out.
You think so?
I think so.
Let's see. Researchers are trying to solve the mystery of when to stop antidepressants. Yeah. I don't know what are they lost on here?
wait. We're going to solve it right here. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, now.
You do it.
Now. No. We just sold.
How about now?
Now?
The answer is now. Oh, well, there you go. I was going back a little further. I was thinking way back. And I was thinking, they have yet to solve the mystery of when to start prescribing antidepressants. So how is it that they're now going, oh, I'm not sure when to stop?
Hmm? I would disagree with you on that because they figured that out a long time ago. It's whenever.
Okay.
I mean, that's
from whenever to now.
When they prescribe antidepressants, they literally do it. You walk in and you go, you know, doc, you know, my dog died yesterday. Okay, here you go. Here's an antidepressant.
Well, far be it from me, Super Don, to want to have some scientific validation for when they should start, and much less when they should stop, right? That's where I was going. Of course, there's never been a study that says, well, this person is deficient in a selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting series of molecules.
But that's
Prozac,
Paxil, Zoloft. Work because there's no such thing.
Right, there isn't. There's no such thing. In fact, there is no chemical test. There's no blood analysis. There's no hair test. There's no urine test. There's no stool sampling. They can't scrape a little DNA from your cheek and go, oh, yeah, you definitely need Paxil. Right? It doesn't exist. This DSM 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9, I don't care what episode they go to in the psychiatric Bible, they'll never figure this out because there is no basis for prescribing these brain intoxicants to address depression. Once again, for my new listeners, I shall say it for the first time for them, this is not to say that you can't point to one person and say, oh, well, that person seems to have been helped by going on an SSRI. That is not my point. My point is there is no scientifically validated methodology for which they can say you are diagnosed with an SSRI drug deficiency, therefore we must put you on Prozac, for instance. It doesn't exist. So how do they determine when to get you off? Now, of course, Super Don, I agree, but at the same time, you pull somebody off of it too quickly, they end up suicidal, homicidal, they take a bunch of people out,
well,
and then they blame the gun.
That is the downside of these antidepressants. So obviously, stop now, but also do it in a safe way.
Yes, reduce over time. And look at the real issue with depression, omega-3 essential fatty acid deficiencies, heavy metal intoxication, lead even, aluminum, mercury especially, amino acid deficiencies, poor diet, hypoglycemia, the simple deficiency of chromium in your diet. Because why? You're hopped up on refined carbohydrates. We got big-time stories on that. Refined carbs, are they the new smoking cigarettes? Yeah, that's coming up. But the old antidepressant scam, it's a scam played on anybody who's on it, even though you might say, well, it helped me. Fine. But based on what? Pure anecdote. No scientific evidence. No double-blind placebo-controlled study saying this is indeed a depression drug. No, it just isn't there. Go call me. Tell me. 866-939-2355. Where I'm wrong. We got to go to Fox News for a report on the Stefan case out of Canada. It's shocking stuff coming.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalized blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We've been covering for a while now David Steffen and his family up in Canada being basically attacked by Canadian medical authorities for not providing the necessities of life, something along those lines, a tragic death of their youngest, and inconclusive autopsy results as well. But the media up there is just saying, oh, these people are irresponsible, they're horrible, they're part of that supplement company True Hope, which is actually a great company up there in Canada. And they're holistically inclined. They actually inquired with a friend of theirs who was a nurse. And, you know, like anybody that's holistically inclined, you think of modern medicine as a last resort, not a first resort. But that goes against the pharmaceutical church that occurs here in the United States as well as in Canada. And there was an article Superdon found today on Fox News about this. And it was an abbreviated version of the story. And I was shocked when I read it because of what it didn't include. It was almost neutral in its presentation of the story where they're being attacked, David Steffen and family, over this issue, where they're trying to basically do a backdoor
violation of the Constitution of Canada to say, hey, you, if you don't vaccinate and your child dies of something we call vaccine preventable, we could prosecute you, put you in jail, or take your children. And we've covered so many stories about medical kidnapping here in the United States. Is it happening in Canada as well? But interesting, in this Fox News version of it, they took out some of the most egregious overstatements, I shall say, against the Stephan family. And they left in the link to their Facebook page called Prayers for Ezekiel, as well as they left the link in for donations to help pay for the court fees in support of the Stephan family. And joining us now to comment on this and give us an update on what's happening up there in Canada is David Stephan. David, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, Robert. Appreciate it.
Listen, I just reached out to you moments before the segment, so I appreciate your flexibility. I've been wanting to talk to you since the court trial started to get an update from you. But your impression of this Fox News version of this article, is it along the lines of what I'm thinking here?
Absolutely. It's interesting because it originates from a CBC document that came out yesterday that absolutely just lambasted us and has garnered a great deal of response, inflammatory response towards us, where our Facebook and whatnot has just been off the hook with nasty comments of, you know, they should reinstate the death penalty, et cetera, because of how inflammatory and provocative some of the comments were and how it made us out to be absolutely neglectful and just ignorant parents.
Yeah, and of course, what you, if you go through your story, and we've told it and you've been on here as well, there's no way around it. I mean, it's a tragic loss of life no parent should have to go through. And in this case, they're taking advantage of a situation that's a tragedy like this to somehow this whole claim of necessities of life, the necessaries of life, right? And we have a juxtaposing story here that came out in August of 2015 here in the United States of a five-year-old little girl, another tragic story, Irma. I think Pennsylvania, I'm not sure which state is in, Superdon, you can check. But she died of bacterial meningitis, and she was allopathic all the way. They were vaccinated for meningitis. They took the treatments, this, that. They went back and forth to doctors. They were hospitalized. I mean, everything. And the child died. Where's the outrage there that modern medicine couldn't save her, that the bacterial meningitis vaccine that she took didn't protect her? And that's not a story that they want to look at in the same light as going after you for saying, you know what, we have a different viewpoint, a different way to raise our children. And we tragically lost our child, but we certainly didn't do anything wrong.
That's right. And to add to that story that you bring up there, we have a local story like that where a mother had taken her child in three times within a 24-hour period to the doctor and was turned away each time until the child went into seizures, and by that point it was too late, had passed away from meningitis. So it's just really interesting to note how on one end they'll condemn you for missing it for a regular layperson, and on the other end a doctor is not held liable when, as a medical expert, they should be catching it.
Right, and in this case it was Irma in New Jersey. They same thing happened. They go in, they say, oh, it's just an ear infection, don't worry, here's some drops, and they keep coming back. Then they put them on Tylenol, which always wipes out the fever or suppresses the immune system's reaction, which can contribute to their death as well, and yet nobody's called to the carpet for that death. And, you know, you try to do everything you can to avoid going into toxic medicine, and, again, a tragic outcome, no doubt, but where is the equivalency in terms of going after the doctors who do everything by the book and they miss it too?
That's right, exactly. And that's the situation we found ourselves in with me and my wife and my son Ezekiel, where we just had the birth attendant who was attending our births as we had home birth. And she testified on stand today, and she testified to the fact that there was nothing alarming. 24 hours prior to his passing, she came in, she checked his vitals because she's also a registered nurse, and she checked, lungs, and there was nothing that stood out for her. And she's an emergency room nurse. She's able to identify when somebody's in emergent need, and she testified on the stand today that, you know, 24 hours prior to his passing, there was nothing that was of concern, yet he got better from that point forward. And that's where it becomes really interesting about his passing, because any of the symptoms that he had that would have either matched that of the flu or meningitis had actually completely subsided for the better half of a day. And then all of a sudden he went into this breathing issue that seemed completely separate from anything else. We didn't know if he was having an allergic response to something. We don't know if he had aspirated on something. All we know is that we got him into the ambulance, met them on the highway as we lived in a rural area, and by the time he got to the hospital, he had complete brain death, and it wasn't until later that we learned that there was an issue in the ambulance where they didn't have the proper equipment to get oxygen into him for the entire ambulance ride, which subsequently would have contributed, if not fully created, that brain death.
David, was there any movement to sue the ambulance company for not having the proper equipment or anything like that would cause some form of retaliation? We've talked about your father, and True Hope has had its run-ins with government regulators, and there could be some bad blood that people are saying, oh, maybe this is our chance to get them. But is there anything that you were pushing back on that would have stimulated them to say, oh, we've got to stop this before they come after us?
No, you know, it's interesting. My wife and I had considered it because we learned of this issue, and we thought, you know what, we need to create some change here or prevent this from ever happening to somebody else again. But we were in such a state of pain that we chose not to pursue any action against Alberta Health Services, which is running the ambulance services, just because we didn't want to relive the situation over and over in court. And so we forewent having any legal action being pursued against the ambulance service. And the ironic part about all of this is that it's all coming out now anyways, as they then decided to bring us to court.
Right. Well, they're dragging you to relive this now. I don't know if it's too late to go after them, and it just they deserve it at this point and more. The case is ongoing now. You said you had the nurse that testified. That was pretty profound. Did they cross-examine and try to discredit her in any way?
No, actually, it was one of the Crown witnesses. So they brought her on for direct examination, and then our counsel got to cross-examine her.
And she admitted there was,
She admitted that there was nothing of alarm. She's trained in that. She checked all his vitals. Everything came out normal. Skin color, temperature, everything. So this is 24 hours before.
Right.
And so, he's sick at that point, but there's nothing that's alarming, and he only gets better for the next 24 hours. Until all of a sudden, out of the blue, he ends up with this breathing issue, and in a matter of minutes, it just turns bad, and we're on the phone with 911, and we're driving him to meet the ambulance and whatnot.
Okay. Now, in this definition of the so-called necessaries of life that they're saying you did not provide, are vaccines considered necessaries of life according to the Canadian government? Because we're hearing that the Constitution of Canada does not allow for a mandatory vaccine policy.
That's correct. It does not. So they're not able to mandate it all. So what we found out back in June 2014 when we were in our preliminary trial is that we were going to be used to set the precedent, the legal precedent within Canada, that if you do not vaccinate and something goes awry with your child and there was a vaccine for that condition, that you as a parent can and probably will be held criminally liable for what took place with your child. Whether or not the vaccine would have made a difference is a whole another story, but they're just saying if there was a vaccine for the condition, then this is what we're looking at doing. So we're going to scare you into being vaccinated. We can't force you, but we're going to compel you through fear of criminal prosecution.
What happens in Canada should a vaccine injure or kill a child? Like here in the United States, if it's on the recommended childhood schedule, there's no liability for the drug or vaccine manufacturer. In other words, they have to sue the government or go to court, and the manufacturer, there's no liability at all. It comes out of a tax, for instance. Is that similar in Canada?
I don't believe so, actually. I think it's better off for the pharmaceutical companies here in Canada. I think that they're not held liable at all, to my understanding. Now, I may be wrong there, but I don't hear anything to that extent taking place here.
Right, because they've been absolved of liability here in the United States. I'm just not sure what's going on in Canada. I'd like to find out about that as well. But by the way, we're talking with David Steffen from True Hope in Canada, the tragic story of the passing of Ezekiel. when he was 19 months old. Now the Canadian government going after them for not providing the necessaries of life. He was not vaccinated. They were not a family that reached for drugs for the first thing. So they're a growing trend, of course, around the Western world with people with great intelligence saying, you know what, let's wait to poison our people, our kids. Maybe we don't need to at all. And yet the government's in basically lockstep with the pharmaceutical church. We call them the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism here in the United States, looking for ways to keep all families and all kids on the pharmaceutical reservation, so to speak. And so this is a precedent, could be a precedent-setting case to come after you. Again, knowing also that your father and your family's business, True Hope does supplements. Supplements are, of course, looked at as a great evil compared to the real evil, in my opinion, of the pharmaceutical drugs that are actually killing far more people than supplements ever have in the history of supplements every year. So, David, I appreciate you stopping by with the update, and you're welcome here anytime with any breaking news out of Canada with your case.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, Robert. I sure appreciate it.
You got it. And if anybody wants to support them, go to the Facebook page called Prayers for Ezekiel, and there's a donations page as well. We have linked up, and Super Don will blast that out, standfortruth.ca/donate, and the number 4 is in there. We'll be back with more powerful healing bromances on the International Women's Day.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, International Women's Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So what do? We balance it out with a story about bromances.
We talk about men, yes.
We talk about men, right? How boorish of us, right? We're just a couple of cads, male and race. You know, of course, we'll catch it from Captain Morgan tomorrow. No. She's great. There's the feminist movement that beats up on men just because they're men. That's not what we do here. We appreciate the good qualities of men as well as the wonderful qualities of women. But what about bromances? Might they help buffer men against stress? That is the result, supposedly the claim of published research in the journal Neuropsychopharmacology involving experiments with, guess what? Ladies, no snickering. Rats, right? We want to study men, but we couldn't find anybody, so let's go grab some rats.
Wait. So they got their evidence of the effect of a bromance, which I think is a funny word, by studying rats.
Yeah, they couldn't find any men, so they, the rats, men, man, what's the big difference, right?
Wow.
Women wouldn't stand for this.
Yeah, there weren't any men who were best friends that they could study. They had to go with rats.
Rats, exactly. So they distressed the rats, and then they let them out. If they got good buddies, it seems to mediate their stress response. It's not as bad. The researchers did it. Rats, it turned out, are a lot like humans. They're socialized. They groom each other, sleep together, and have even shown empathy by helping distress rats. You know what? I don't remember the last time I groomed a man or slept with a man. In fact, I haven't. So I don't know how much like rats we actually are,
well,
Super Don.
Thank you for setting the record straight, because we were all wondering about that.
Listen, empathy, okay. Helping a distressed rat or a distressed man, sure, fine. But don't ask me to groom them or sleep with them. That's just not happening.
Here's the deal, okay? I don't think it matters whether it's a man who's really good friends with a man, or a woman really good friends with a woman, or a man really good friends with a woman, or vice versa.
Yeah, it's not a human thing.
Having a social, a support network there of people that you can talk to, that you can be friends with, that you can, live life with and associate with is going to have a positive effect on you regards to stress or you know, whatever. Well, this is not, again, not one of those things they need to study, but I am baffled.
Mm-hmm.
I'm completely bewildered here as to why they had to do the study with rats. Usually when they do something with rats or with animals, it's because they have to establish that it's safe before they can move on to using humans.
I'll tell you why.
In this case, rats? Because rats are very much like people?
No, I'm telling you why.
Because people?
No, they couldn't get a man that was willing to do this study because they would have been immobilized in a tube for hours before they were put back out with people. They won't. No men would agree. Right. It's like, what man is going to... Sure, lock me up in a small tube, and then I'll see how... No, I'm going to be stressed. I will be. But, you know, I'm going to be nicer to people when I come out. I'm just going to be so grateful not to be strapped into a little tube that you're going to be, I'm out of the tube. Dude.
This is really strange.
These are some strange... I majored in psychology. There are some bizarre experiments in the field of psychology. Just bizarre. And this is another one of them. Men as rats. Well, they couldn't get men to agree to wrap themselves in a tube to stress themselves out, and then they find out when they came out they if they had friends to hang out with, they were very gentle and loving, and they're just appreciative that they're not wrapped up in a tube anymore. That's my perspective on this. Huh. Anyway, if you are stressed out, try some CBD. Why don't you? Yes, anti-anxiolytic, and it is a wonderful dietary supplement that you can get in all 50 states thanks to our friends at Cannavest. CV Sciences. You can go to cannavest.com. You can get the CBD 15% off if you give them the code RSB15. And you don't have to worry about being wrapped up in a tube or becoming a rat to have a bromance. Or just a friend of the opposite sex. It doesn't matter. You're right. This is kind of a strange story.
I'm just boggles my mind here as to why they had to do the study with rats. Why didn't they just do it with people? Because, I mean, what was going to be the side effect of testing people on this?
You know what? They could have tested old people because they would have had less ability to fight off, the being strapped into a tube than the rats even. I'm not saying that they should do it. I'm just saying that they'll do it because it's modern medicine, and we got a story about that. Healthcare for seniors goes beyond what? We're going to find out after this break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we're going to be back because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.